WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 7 o'clock. An update is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 50 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The jury in Hunter Biden's gun case will resume deliberations this morning, trying to decide if he broke the law in saying he wasn't a drug abuser when he filled out the paperwork to buy a firearm in 2018. ABC's Terry Moran is in Wilmington.
Prosecutors say this is a simple case for them, but they will have to consider three separate charges and a defense that asked them to look not only at the prosecution's evidence of Hunter Biden's drug addictions, but at the evidence that he was trying to get clean and so wasn't lying when he bought that gun.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his Middle East trip. He is in Israel, pushing Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal on the table with Israel. Malawi's vice president is among 10 people killed in a plane crash today. The wreckage of the military plane they were traveling in found in a mountainous area of the country. The investigation goes on in northeast China following the stabbing of four American college professors. They all work for a small Iowa college, and as of now, there are no suspects in custody. All four are expected to live. This is ABC News. New questions this morning swirling around Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito after apparently being caught on a secret recording. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Lauren Windsor says she recorded Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito at a charity event last week posing as a Catholic conservative. Alito is heard telling Windsor,
because there are differences on fundamental things that really can't be compromised.
Roberts pushes back when Windsor said the Supreme Court should be guiding the U.S. as a Christian nation.
I don't know that we live in a Christian nation. I know a lot of Jewish and Muslim friends who would say maybe not.
The charity released a statement condemning the serendipitous recording of justices at the event, which is inconsistent with the entire spirit of the evening.
ABC News has not independently verified that recording. Justice Department and the FDA are launching a new push to try to give and stop illegal sales of e-cigarettes. The missing being given to a new task force. The CDC says more than 2 million middle and high schoolers use them. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca beginning at 11:30 will feature a quality herd from Greene County. 15 head of crossbred cows from an organic grazing herd. These Swiss Jersey Holstein cross cows are bred AI and most are bred back for fall calving. Breeding dates and service sires provided, plus a great run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 74 with a slight chance of showers by mid-afternoon. Tonight, spotty showers and then partly cloudy, a low of 56. Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer and more humid, and a high of 85. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy and still warm with a high of 83. Currently in Richland Center, after an earlier reading today of 54 and a low of 46, we're back up. It is 51 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 11th.
While this six string calls my name, baby, I'll be missing you.
That's a new one from Lainey Wilson. Hang tight, honey. It is 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. This being Rodeo Week, Rodeo Weekend. I believe we have a rodeo-themed quiz coming up for the Quizzy Poo today, so stay tuned for that. We've lost a little bit of the sunshine, more of a kind of a hazy look going on right now, and it is 51 degrees. Yesterday was just one of those banner days where you could just take it with us the whole summer, I thought. And today doesn't sound like it's going to be too bad either for whatever you have planned. Thank you very much. Here's Jason Aldean's tribute to Toby Keith.
I bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, if you ever thought of running away, settling down with Mary, if I asked you twice and begged you pretty, said yes to New York minute. They never tied the knot. His heart wasn't in it. He stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. Should have been a cowboy. Should have six-shooter riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go ask young man, haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night, meet the Desert Star, dreaming my eye in a prayer. My heart, I should have been a cowboy, should have learned to rope and ride, with my six shooter riding my pony on a cattle drive. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
We love you, Toby.
7:15 on a Tuesday morning. Congratulations to Nancy McCauley, who heard Lady Bell calling for her breakfast, I believe. Anyway, and so as a result, Nancy wins a great prize from Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, giving you some great dairy products during all of June Dairy Month. Thanks for listening, and keep listening. When you hear Lady Bell stop by, be caller 6 that time. Also, our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest continues today and to this hour as well. This hour's word is democracy. Democracy. So make sure that you text that one in there. You could be the big winner of all kinds of great things, including a getaway on a lake somewhere, some brewer tickets, just daily winners, some grand prize winners. In fact, the grand prize winners will be announced coming up on Friday. So again, this hour's word is democracy.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Wichita lineman on WRCO. It is 7:19. The old Arkansas lineman is coming in here in just a bit here to see what's going on a Tuesday, the 11th of June.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Time to round it up on a Tuesday.
We're really going to round it up today, buddy.
Yes, we are.
I'm not feeling well. I'm going to have to go home.
What's the matter with you?
I get nervous, Phil.
It's quiz day.
And our little buddy's back.
Little buddy.
Yeah.
Dean Reinhardt is here.
I'm here again.
How you doing, Dean?
Well, so far so good.
Good. Yeah. He's of course for the Richland Rodeo Committee there.
Does a great job.
He does.
Does a great job. And so you do a lot of good things for the community, and we want to thank you.
Well, thank you. It's appreciated.
But anyway, I'm going home, so I'll come back after the test.
Only because you're getting quizzed today, too.
That's correct.
It's about time that you got quizzed, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get quizzed every week. The more I give you, the more I learn.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, just wait for tomorrow's Factor Hanko Day.
That should be tough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a tough one.
Oh, yeah, that's always interesting to listen to.
Because I get fact-checked by everybody, so it doesn't really matter. So
how's it going at the fairground, Dean?
We're gaining. We got started on Sunday, and we were out there all day yesterday. And today is a big day. Today's the day we move in all the equipment and get things ready. And we're working.
You always do.
Always do.
Tirelessly.
Well, if it wasn't fun, we wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you got a good group that helps you, too,
don't you? Oh, yeah, this group of people I'm working with is awesome.
And so far, the weather looks pretty good for the weekend, doesn't it?
Well, you promised us last week when we were on the morning show that we're not going to have any rain.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm listening to this forecast.
Let me see here. Well,
nice job, Phil.
It could come and go, though.
Okay.
You know what? He should already be deducted 2 points for that.
Okay.
Oh. So
we'll see if he has any points left to deduct.
Yeah.
You ever had a minus score on a quiz before?
All the time.
I think I maybe once or twice only got one right. You know, it was close. It was nip and tuck.
Oh. Yeah.
I've never done that to you.
I don't think so.
Well, that's my goal.
Out of the 10 today, I know there's at least one you're going to get right.
You think so?
Oh, I know
there's
at least.
Is that his name?
No. I don't even think. He hasn't even put his name on his paper yet.
I'm already done. See that?
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Henry's plus one.
So all these questions are about the Wisconsin High School Rodeo?
They're about, yep, there's some history questions, some rule questions, mm-hmm. just in general. All nothing right. too difficult.
All right. 10 questions.
Is Kenda helping you out there?
Oh, yeah.
Does she point fingers and say, do this?
She makes sure she lets us know what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. She's always a pleasant thing. She always does that to me here, too. So.
Well, you need guidance.
Tells you what to do.
Wow. Uh-huh. Apparently, you and Phil are in the same boat.
So. All right, Dino, go ahead.
What do you got? Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
Number one, what year was the first high school rodeo? Was it 1959, 1960, or 1961?
I'm going to hide my paper so he can't copy.
I don't blame you.
Hey, he wrote Phil on his paper, too. What's going on?
Number two. Are you ready for number two?
Yeah.
What year was the first rodeo in Richland Center? Was it 1962, 1964, or 1966?
Yeah. I wasn't even born yet.
Number three. The first meeting of high school. This is a true or false.
All right.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, you got a 50-50 chance on this one. First meeting of high school rodeo was held in Frank Jones' garage here in Richland Center.
The first meeting?
First meeting of high school rodeo was held in Frank Jones' garage. And Hank is saying, who is Frank Jones?
Mm-hmm. I'm going with it.
Oh, okay. Number four. What city in Wisconsin held the first national high school finals for contestants east of the Mississippi in 1974? Was it Manawa, Spooner, or Toma?
All right.
Hey, stop looking at my paper, you big cheater.
He's got his covered.
Yeah, I know, but he's looking over at mine going, well, whatever he answers, I'm not.
I ain't doing that.
Number five is another true or false.
All right.
It is mandatory for all contestants to be in the parade. Is that true or false? Number six, all stock in the rodeo has a number that they're either branded on or an ear tag. Who draws the number to see what animal the contestant gets, like in calf roping or bull riding? They all have a certain number. Mm-hmm. Who draws the number? Is it the contestant, the arena director, or the judge?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Can you go more detail on that one?
No, I'll tell you later.
Oh.
Right after me. You know, anyway.
Right.
Then we're...
He's answering and then scribbles and then answers and scribbles.
That way I can change it. If I have all three of them down there, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Number seven, how many states are contestants coming from in this year's rodeo? One, two, or three?
Well, that's a good question.
See, if you'd listened to the morning show the other day, you'd know that.
Sir, I was writing your ad up for it.
Okay. We'll accept that. Number eight. There are some events that boys and girls can compete in together. Out of these three events that I give you, which one is the wrong answer? Is it team roping, shooting, or barrels? Which one can boys and girls not compete in together? Team roping, shooting, or barrels? We have light rifle or trap in high school rodeo.
Oh, okay. Which is a great, great sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Oh, that trap shooting is really getting popular.
It's really hot. It is.
They do that, what, Thursday?
Yes.
They do
the light rifle up here at the Richland Center Rifle Range, and the trap shoot, they go to Muscadet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right, number nine. How many queen contestants are entered in Richland Center this year? Two, four, or five?
It's Phil Nee.
Phil, Hank, Joanne, and who else?
I think we've aged out of the system.
Oh, just a little bit. Yep. Okay. You done?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Number 10. What is the official song of the Richland Center Rodeo Committee on Monday morning? Is it the rodeo song, or is it In the Mood by Hen House 5 Plus 2, or Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up by Garth Brooks? See, Phil, I told you there'd be at least one that you'd get right.
Okay.
Are you ready for the answers?
No, not at all. No. I'm not feeling well.
I think Henry just went out the door.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Dean.
What year was the first high school rodeo? It was 1960.
Oh, my goodness.
You get it?
No.
Did you?
I thought it was 59. I thought that's what you said.
Oh, why don't you go ahead and fact check him?
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Let's go rewind that
these,
tape.
These came from Gary Deaver, so it's got to be right.
Oh, yeah. All right. One wrong.
Number two, what year was the first rodeo in Richland Center? Your choices were 1962, 64, or 66. It was 1962.
Woo! I'm back on track, baby.
All right.
Henry's not.
Third one was true or false. The first meeting of high school rodeo was held in Frank Jones' garage. It was true.
Yes!
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, they both got one. Right?
That was at the Jones Chevrolet garage then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Way back when. What city in Wisconsin held the first national high school finals for contestants east of the Mississippi in 74? Your choices were Manawa, Spooner, or Toma. It's Toma.
Woo-hoo! I put that down because I could spell it.
You got it. It's How come you mark you wrong?
I didn't. These are the wrong ones.
Oh, I see. Oh. Your wrong checks look like right checks. So okay. Wrong
check. Well, that way you can't tell the difference.
Right.
You
know,
he'll tell you whatever.
Four for
gets.
Four, Phil.
All right, number five. True or false? It is mandatory for all contestants to be in the parade. That is true.
True. Yes.
Woo-hoo. See, you're doing better than you thought you were.
I'm not getting skunked.
All right. All stock in a rodeo has a number. Who draws the number? The choices were the contestant, arena director, or judge. It is the judge that draws the number.
Yay! I got it right. Yeah. How about that?
I think Henry's turning a little green over here.
Oh, don't feel well. Getting number, worse.
Number seven. How many states are contestants coming from in this year's rodeo? Three.
Three. Yes. Woo!
Number eight, what event can both boys compete in together? The one wrong answer, his choices were team roping, shooting, or barrels. It's barrels.
Yes.
Oh, he got it right.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I got that one wrong.
Phil. Did you?
Uh-huh.
Number nine, how many queen contestants are entered? Should have been four.
Yes.
Yes.
I could count that high.
Ooh. And number 10, I bet Phil got this one right. What is the official song?
I put In-House Hens.
That's close enough.
Yes.
That's what it is.
In the mood. The
every
clucking
Monday morning.
Clucking chickens, yeah.
I got 7 out of 10. Monday. That ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
8 out of 10.
Wow.
He cheated.
No, I did not.
He did. He looked on my answers.
I hosted
time.
The morning show, which helped a little bit.
That helped. Yeah, that's why we put him on there to see if anybody was actually paying attention.
I thought 59 was ingrained in my brain, so I didn't, you know, I just confidently went
Is
with
Is that the
one.
Year you were born?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm not quite that old.
Oh, I'm just
pretty
trying
close. But anyway. It's not a fridge hanger, Dean, but it's still, you know.
You guys did pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah.
I mean, together, I mean, mm-hmm. We had 20 questions and we got, 15 right? That ain't bad.
That ain't bad. No. Okay.
That's a fridge hanger.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Dean, now it's our turn to give you a quiz. On January 6th.
Should have studied.
Of this year, what was the discussion of the morning show?
Oh, knowing
that's
you
what
two?
That's what I thought. I don't remember either.
Okay. I was just going to say, knowing you two, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Well,
good luck to you and the committee. And
yes,
looks like
yes. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you very much, and thanks for letting us do this.
Yeah. Oh,
we sure appreciate
we
all the help you guys give us with the ads and the sponsoring and the time and.
We enjoy it. It gives me a break for a week.
Okay. Well, if you want to come on out.
No, it really does.
Come on out this weekend. We'll put you on a bull as an exhibition ride. How's that?
Oh,
I would do it. I could ride it for a while, except the landing.
Yeah. Yeah, with two bad knees.
Two bad knees.
Oh, yeah.
Replaced knees. The ball bearings would probably go shooting out if you had landed.
Uh-huh.
Pew!
You have clowns out there.
Yeah, we have a clown this year.
Okay,
very important.
Unless you want to be the assistant.
No, I mean Phil. I mean Phil's for hire on Saturday.
I can't move that quickly.
Oh. That's why it would be funny.
Yeah, it would be.
Oh well, Dean. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, you know what? Thank you for coming in. Seriously,
all right. Thank you guys very much,
Dean Reinhardt. Dean, what's your middle name?
Yeah, Dean.
Dean. Okay.
Dean Reinhardt.
I was going to say if it was Martin, it'd be really cool.
Dean Martin
Reinhardt.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's not.
No.
All right.
We'll call him Dean.
That can be on next year's quiz.
Yeah. Okay.
Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank. That's Dean here on our morning roundup.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. we participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, Johnny Vandermeer pitched the first of two consecutive no-hitters as he led the Reds to a 3-0 victory over the Boston Bees. 1976, the group Wild Cherry released the single Play That Funky Music. And in 1979, the world lost actor John Wayne of cancer. He was just 72. Some notes on today, birthdays and anniversary, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Ron Baumkamp from Brad, Dawn, and Hoyt. Also this morning, best wishes to Ron Baumkamp. He's a wonderful father and husband. I thank God he picked him for me. Happy birthday, honey. Love you always and forever from Deb. And to Grandpa Ron, we love you very much from Bill, Angie, Dylan, Logan, and Ethan. Wishes to Adam Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, also from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. We hope that you have a great day, Adam. And from Lori and the guys. To Landry Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Jason Kunai from Blue River United Methodist Church. And Debbie Kelly from Sacred Heart Parish. Let's see, what else do we have today? Oh, yes, Mike Young has a birthday wish from Chris. We hope you have a great day today, Mike, and your birthday week this week. To Sue Raker in Begley, 31 for the second time. That's pretty special, Sue. Happy birthday from Sherry and Brandy. Happy birthday to granddaughter Jenna Morales. Love from Grandma Newberry. Happy wishes as well today from Muscadet, Avoca, and Blue River United Methodist Churches to Jill Harris, to Helena Zweig, and Alex Emmett. Happy anniversary, Stacy and Lance Ottman. Happy anniversary, Randy and Stacy Felton, from Beulah Wesleyan Church. The Richland Center Lions today, leaving us wishes for Autumn Pauls, Jenna Morales, and Morgan Fry. Jennifer McBain, also to Reef Myers, and Jenna Morales. Have a great day today to Addison Nicole Hamby, Spencer Fox, and Morgan Gunderson. Happy anniversary, Lynn and Sherry Saskill, and also today to Joel and Sarah Richardson. The Richland Center Primary School with a wish for Bentley Foster today. Happy birthday, Megan Johnson from Lilla Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Jill Harris from residents and staff of Schmidt-Wilden Hills. Happy anniversary wishes to Rick and Karen Pauls from Sacred Heart Parish, and to Myron and Linda Peterson from Park Street Christian Church.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with two full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA. Helping you build a better
life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right. Today's text to win in the statewide civic media contest. The number, again, you can do that by downloading and finding your station. Find the app in the Apple or Google store and use the text button. This hour's word is democracy. So give it a try, give it a chance. Maybe you'll be the big winner from Civic Media, the statewide SCANI Summer Contest. Here's one for our couples.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. Every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning, about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
kiss an angel good morning. And let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning. And love her like the devil when you get back home.
Charlie Pride for our special couples today on WRCO.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 53 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback Family of Dealerships, Chetsfeed Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers by mid-afternoon and a high of 74. Tonight, spotty showers possible in the evening, partly cloudy with a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 46, we're up to 53 degrees.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. SSM Health, St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo Intensive Care Unit RN, Brianna Maynard was presented with a DAISY Award Monday by hospital leadership. The DAISY Award is an international program that rewards and celebrates the extraordinary clinical skill and compassionate care delivered by nurses every day. Brianna's nomination came from the family of a patient she was caring for in the intensive care unit. The appreciative family recognized her for her care she provided both the family and the patient. The nomination highlighted her thoughtfulness, her dedication to go above and beyond, and her caring nature. Community Players have announced the cast of their upcoming production of The Music Man. The Music Man is a classic piece of musical theater and Americana. After being challenged to try his luck with the stiff-necked people of Iowa, Professor Harold Hill comes to River City and bewitches the whole town with his promise of a boys' band. Michael Ames, a professional singer and veteran of several shows, will play the title role of Professor Harold Hill, the Music Man. Opposite him will be Shay Schmidt as Marion the Librarian. Shay was just 12 when she starred in her first musical, The Secret Garden. More recently, she held a voice recital with Liz Niemeyer, who is the choir director at the Richland Center High School. Other roles include Glenn Dunn as Mayor Shin, Jenny Seide as Eulalie McKechnie Shin, Michael Starks as Marcellus, Kickapoo Choral Director Catherine Miller as Marion's mother, Mrs. Peru, Olivia Menny as Anita, Joe Obaday as Tommy, Liam Starks as Winthrop, and Aaliyah Culp as Amaryllis. Dave Timm, Grant Worthington, Kevin Kester, and Dwayne Rose will form the Barbershop Quartet. See The Music Man at the Richland Center High School July 26th, 27th, 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Anyone who would like to help out backstage can contact Community Players at communityplayerssww@gmail.com. It's Senior Farmers Market Voucher Time. The SFMNP offers eligible low-income seniors the opportunity to purchase fresh, locally grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from certified farmers. An eligible person is a Richland County resident, age 60 or older, or a Native American age 55 years or older and meets the income requirements. Individual, $2,322 a month, or $3,152 a month for a couple. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $45 per qualifying individual, which are good through October 31st. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. Pick up vouchers Wednesday from 1 to 2 at Richland Hills Apartments Dining Commons area, or Thursday from 2:30 to 3:30 at the Tom Woodman Villa Community Room in Richland Center. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative on your behalf. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. For information on riding the bus into Richland Center, call 608-647-4616. Learn more about local forestry. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will host a forestry-focused field trip at sites in Sauk and Richland counties Thursday, beginning at 1. The field trip is the third in a series to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the creation of the Riverway. The field trip will be led by Department of Natural Resources Forestry Team Leader Mike Finlay, along with Forest Ranger Scott Lancaster, Forest Technician Landon Nielsen, and Riverway Board Executive Director Mark Kopp. Participants will learn about white oak and swamp white oak regeneration in a floodplain forest at the first stop and challenges with black locust control in a dry prairie setting associated with a former agricultural field at the second stop. The tour will begin in the town of Spring Green, east of Lone Rock, near the intersection of Kennedy Road and Monument Road. Follow Monument Road to the south and park at the end of the road. The tour starts at 1. The second stop will take place in the town of Buena Vista at the end of the Moore Road, near the intersection with Highway 14 west of Lone Rock, a short distance west of the Cruz and Slough access. Arrival at the Moore Road site is slated for 2:30. The field trip will conclude at approximately 3:30. The tour will take place rain or shine unless there is lightning in the area. Pre-registration for the tour may be done by calling Marcia Curtis, Riverway Board Executive Assistant, at 608-261-9520 or 608-739-3188. Maps of the locations may be found at the Riverway Board website at lwr.state.wi.us or Facebook page. Both sites will involve hiking on relatively flat ground for 1 mile each, 1/2 mile each way. Participants should dress appropriately with long pants, long sleeve shirts, sturdy footwear, and hats recommended. Be prepared to encounter pesky insects and bring bug repellent. Bring your binoculars for bird watching. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the city of Platteville is an applicant for funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program to improve its public drinking water system. The project includes replacing lead service lines in the city of Platteville. Following the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program federal requirement, an environmental review must be conducted before funding the project. Submit comments by June 18th to Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, care of Elizabeth Higgins, Community Financial Assistance in Madison.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Tuesday, June 11th. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green, died June 3rd. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church this morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home this evening from 5 to 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. James Albert Glass, 73, of Lone Rock, died Thursday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No formal services will be held. Burial and a celebration of life will be held at the Basswood Church and Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family to be given to a charity of their choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for James Glass, 73, of Lone Rock. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center, died Friday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be mailed to his wife, Nancy. Emmanuel Lunk, 89, of Richland Center. Richard Earle, Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. Military graveside rites will be held Friday at 11 at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Richard Earle, Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville, died May 30th at the Orchard Manor in Lancaster following an extended illness. A memorial gathering will be held Friday from 5 to 7 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside rites will take place at the Forest Home Cemetery in Marinette at a later date by the local Veterans Memorial Honors Unit. Richard C. Kelsey, 81, of Loganville. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died Friday after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain in Spring Green. Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, June 22nd, from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Donald L. Newbury, 70, of Avoca.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of showers by mid-afternoon, a high of 74. Tonight, spotty showers possible this evening, partly cloudy and a low of 56. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 46, it's currently a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center, which is also our high so far today. It's 8 o'clock.